everyone. I'm just going to give you a little opening note here. We have no music for this episode. It was recorded at the end of November of last year, and we are just posting it now in April. I also want to mention that in the last podcast, so this is going to be 113, in 112, Garth mentioned Lena Weingummi. Excuse me if the pronunciation is incorrect. I think he mentioned that she was from Germany when she's actually from Austria, so we apologize for that mistake. You know Garth. I'm going to blame it all on him. So, welcome to the rest of the show, and there's no music, but please enjoy. And next week we will be back with more timely updates and music.
And welcome back to ReachMahjong.com's semi-weekly podcast now.
Yes. Semi-weekly means twice a week, doesn't it?
Oh, well, yes. That's semi. Like, actual, literally semi.
So I would say almost weekly.
Yes. Half-ass weekly. With you, as always, are your hosts, Garth the Nelson.
And Jen Barr. I have to say the...
Well, I don't know. That was one of my nicknames that I, like, that's, I always thought it was a funny way to read my nickname. Like, I am Gar the Nelson.
Oh, because you have an E at the end of Garth.
Yes. And I always thought it was clever, and then nobody really seemed to like it. And then on my Frisbee team once, like, some guy thought he was so clever for saying it. I was like, I knew it was clever, right? Oops, sorry. Hitting the mic. Yes, sometimes the clever way, a very clever way to say my name is Gar the Nelson.
Okay, I'm just Jen Barr.
Jen.
Usually I'm just Jen.
Jen Barr.
You know, yeah, well, I used to spell my name with one N.
Uh-huh.
And then I just, like, I don't know, my friend and I decided we're going to be cooler, so I had another N, because it was way cooler than just one N.
You and might get cool enough for three N's one of these days.
Yeah, now I don't care. No. You can put however many N's you want.
Yes, sometimes I put three E's on the end of my name.
Yeah, who cares? I don't really care if people misspell my name. I think ever since I worked on The Grudge, which was a Hollywood remake of Ju-on, a Japanese horror film, and they spelled my name J-E-N-I-F, maybe E-R, maybe just R, B-E-H-R or something.
Bear.
Jennifer Burr. Like, maybe it was B-E-R. It was really incorrect. And it's on IMDb like that.
Oh, no way. That was your credit? Oh, yeah. God, that's annoying.
Yeah, in the credits, that's how they spelled my name.
Oh, my God, how annoying.
So, and I asked them, they never checked with me, nothing, and there was no fixing it, they said. So.
That job was through IMO, probably?
No, Junis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Junis screwed up that bad. Wow.
I don't know if they even asked Junis, actually.
Oh, yeah, I would have to imagine. Because I
think it was probably written in katakana.
And
somebody just decided how the katakana was.
Because I always had pretty good experience with Junis when I worked with Junis.
I don't know, we had a falling out, so they never called me after that.
Yeah.
they asked me, I'll just tell the story because who cares. But so they asked me to do a job on a certain day when I had a very important date set up for fireworks. And I told them, from the first time they called me, I have plans that night. If it will not finish by 3, I cannot do it.
Uh-huh.
I cannot. I will. You know, you should find somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I told them that specifically, multiple times. Like, whenever we were talking about the job, every single time I mentioned that. And, of course, the job day comes.
Uh-huh.
And so we're not going to be done by 3. I'm like, well, I'm going home then. I told you multiple times, you don't have to pay me, I don't care, but I'm not going to stay. And then eventually it came out that I was going to fireworks, and they didn't think that was a good enough reason.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I guess at some point you don't want to let that out, but that's just not their business anyway to decide whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have the person I was
exactly, the person I was going with took the day off work.
Uh-huh.
Like, he found a replacement for his job so that he could go. And I mean, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. I told them specifically.
You
so
told them right from the beginning. Yeah, it's.
And so after that, they never called me again.
You guys do not get to make a judgment about what my.
Yeah.
How I get to use my time, and yeah. I told you beforehand that I was going to use my time this way. That's,
exactly.
That is annoying.
So, and I mean, I stayed until they found a replacement. They found a replacement for me. For that job.
It was like an extra job, or was.
Yeah, it was like a live show. So, you know, they have like they have the charity 24-hour TV, whatever, and then they have like a ripoff of it, the 27-hour TV. And so they're supposed to. This guy was like running or something, and they're supposed to reenact a scene from an old drama. Huh. And they needed two foreign girls to be jogging. And so since they had a schedule and they had to do it while it was light out, they're like, "Oh, there's no way it can go over." And then they said, well, he's not going to make it in time, but it's going to get, but, you know, he's trying really hard, so we really want to support him. And I'm like, have fun. Yeah. I'm going to leave.
You guys get to support him. I told you
what
my plan was. Yeah, with Juness, I'd say all of my favorite jobs came from Juness. Like, just to give you my story, my best one was they flew me up to Hokkaido to drive snowmobiles around for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, like $2,000 for 3 days of driving snowmobiles around with this cute Russian girl on the back hugging me, like, you guys want to work again next month?
Yeah, they're a really good agency in general, but... After that, they stopped calling me. So I mean, I didn't have any. I was like, you don't have to pay me. I don't care. I know. And then they found a replacement. So whatever. They're just like.
Yeah, it is weird that they would not have just understood your point from the very beginning.
No, it's not like they were gonna make me famous or anything.
Yeah, I know. Right. So it was supposed to be for a job. I laid down my conditions. How could you not understand?
Yeah. Anyway.
Conditions, yes.
But you don't work with them anymore, right?
I don't work with anybody right now, so... Except
not
for
even
one,
Malibu.
One, no, I haven't gotten calls from anybody for acting in ages. So, yeah, I need to redo my pictures, and I also need to...
I don't know.
Expand my,
I'm not convinced it's worth it anymore.
Well, but it's... All right, TV stuff is almost certainly not worth it, but voice stuff, that is definitely still worth it. I need to get my, update my voice samples because...
I do not have a good voice for that kind of stuff.
Some people think I have a good voice for it, so...
I think you do.
Yeah, I need to do my samples and get them out to more agencies because the current agencies I have are just not big enough. But in other news, there's Mahjong.
We should talk about Mahjong.
Yes. There's that game that we like to play when we win.
Yeah, I had a tough day the other day.
Uh-huh.
So I work at one parlor twice a month in Kitasenju.
Is that happiness?
Yes. And so I was doing all right for the day, like actually one of my better days. Then I sit down at a table, and this guy does double read. And right before he discards the tile, he taps the member behind him on the shoulder and says, "Mizurashi." Like, this is a rare hand. He's reach, double reach, right? And then, like, three or four draws later, he drew Sue Uncle. And he was the dealer. So that game ended because somebody had enough...
points just immediately.
Yeah, so they were... Oh, because that parlor has a cap.
Right,
so once
right.
you hit 60,000 or 55,000 something, then it ends.
Right.
So since he was dealer, that ended like that. And so the next hand, the first dealer, this is the next game and the next hand, by the way, the next dealer double reaches.
Again, wow.
And I think he drew Baimon.
Jeez.
Just like that. So that was two games in a row, and I was just...
That just ended immediately?
Yep, and that was just my game. That just put me down for the day. Until then, I was actually doing pretty good, but nope.
Yeah, that's what
denied.
That's what it feels like. Do they use Ultima tables there?
Yeah.
So the hands come up already made.
Yeah, but I've never had that happen to me before.
Dude, once again, you know, this week, I just had another crappy day of playing with my water bottle. That was unnecessary sound.
You just say sorry, yes, and then play with it again.
Because that's my goofy head. But, it seemed like, I suppose you get into these modes where it feels like it's happening all the time, and it probably isn't, but man, it just felt like everybody is reaching within the first six draws except me. And then, like, one time I managed to reach within the first six draws, and then that hand ends in a draw because nobody throws my winner. It's like, oh, dude, are you kidding me?
So Happiness actually uses the brand new Rex tables.
Rex?
Yeah, REXX. So it's actually one above Ultima. It's the newer one. So there's two Rex tables. There's like Rex and Rex 2 or something. And the only difference between them is the tiles come up at, like, they're already tilted.
Oh.
So it's easier to draw, so you don't have to move the tiles. So the JPML Dojo, which we talked about last week, actually has Rex tables that they're not capable of giving you the starting hand.
Have they done something to the felt or something so that...
So they just ordered them that way. So Ultima and Rex tables, they deal the starting hand.
Right.
Automatically.
Did they put a different top on the machine so that it wouldn't...
Okay. It's a different table. So you look at it when you go next time.
Interesting.
It's actually the Rex, the newest tables, but they don't do automatic hi-pi.
Yeah, I know. You know,
They had to have paid extra for that.
Yeah, right. I realize that... theoretically, it should not make any difference. If you can really believe that everything is random, I guess you should be able to believe that the tiles are coming up randomly.
Well, even at least everybody would have the same
advantage. You're right. Everybody is eventually going to have the same advantage. But, you know, if your belief in your advantage as a Mahjong player is that you are, you know, you have an advantage as a Mahjong player because you put hands together better than other players. If the hands start out already made, then you don't have that advantage. And the game really is just hi-fi bingo.
I don't know. I don't.
what's the point in playing if it's already just decided by the tiles that come up in the beginning anyway?
I haven't noticed any difference from drawing the tiles to start out with and the automatic hi-fi. But, and also, I just want to get out of there. Like, I just want... It bothers me so much now that I've quit smoking. That we're at League, and we're not allowed to use our phones, and people go and smoke. So I have to sit there at the table with twiddle my thumbs while people are smoking. And, okay, if you have to go to the bathroom, that's fine. You can't do anything about that. You have to go to the bathroom. Okay, I understand. But why do people get to smoke when I'm not allowed to use my phones?
I don't understand why any communication is allowed at all. Like, anything other than the words Yoroshiku onegaishimasu and scores, like, any communication is actually not really necessary.
But it's not really allowed.
Certainly not looking at other players. How is that allowed? Clearing your throat. What is it with people that can't have cleared their throat before they win a hand, so that when they win the hand, they have to say 1,000, 2,000. Like, can't they have cleared their throat beforehand and then and not have to clear their throat but have to halfway through saying the score, like 2,000? Like, come on! Like, how is all of this? If you're gonna go as far as saying, all right, no talking, then okay, let's be consistent here.
You're not allowed to have idle chat anymore. You're not allowed to talk about the weather.
Yeah, so you're not this is for people who aren't familiar with the state of Mahjong in the Japan Pro Mahjong League. There is a rule from this year. It started in April.
They tried
this year.
To start it last year, but they couldn't really enforce it. And then from this April, they started really enforcing it because they now started. They introduced the yellow card system.
Oh yes, the yellow card system. Yeah, and, for example, somebody in a televised game, I think it was, got a yellow card for whispering under their breath when somebody reached, like, in, like, the third or fourth draw, they're like, Haine, like, oh, that's really fast. And they got a yellow card for that. Like, really? Yeah, that's killing the game, you guys. And my feeling about this is like, okay, you know, all right, I get what you're saying. If you really want to say the game needs to be entirely what happens on the table. And if that's the way you want to play the game, okay, I understand that. So now let's do what you're saying, and we cannot play live games anymore. We have to play on the computer, and...
But then you can't take your high pie. You're going to have Ultima every...
Yeah. Besides that, you need to set up the computer so that the discard time is exactly the same amount of time every single time, so that there's no question of...
Yeah,
if
people think, nobody knows that they're thinking.
Yes, exactly. So you have like 3 or 4 seconds to choose which tile you want to discard, or else it's just going to discard the tile that you drew. And okay, now we have established the game the way you guys want to play the game. But don't half-ass it with your stupid, oh, somebody said something once that made, and I ended up losing the game, and so now I want to blame my loss on him screwing up my Nagani.
Yeah, that goes that goes a lot with what we ended the show with last time. With the people are bitter because they lost something.
Yes.
So we have to make a new rule. Because somebody who we think shouldn't have lost.
Yeah. And, I mean, it goes back to so many conversations that we have had about all this stuff, too. Like, the whole idea of shamisen, too, is like, it's just a question of, you lost the game, and now you feel bitter about having lost the game, and you want to try to find an excuse for why you did what you did. You lost. Just go with... Are you really that huge on yourself that you cannot admit that you may have lost...
There are definitely
fairly,
people
yeah.
like that in our league. Some people, don't tell anyone I said this, everybody, this is a secret. Some people in televised games might chombo and then they replay the hand.
Yeah, that is a thing that definitely
and
happens.
And only some people.
For some important people.
Yes.
Doesn't happen for other not important people.
Nope.
Like, and certainly you wouldn't get a do-over or, you know, it's instant condemnation if you are not a famous person and you sigh as you discard a tile that, you know, the tile that you know, Karagiri, if you sigh and then discard Karagiri, that's...
On the other hand, important people can be like, oh, she's waiting for a six.
In the game.
Mm-hmm. In the televised game.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
That.
There's a lot of politics going on outside of America as well, and outside of Britain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that when that rule was handed down, I felt like... And you obviously know where it came from. You're like, oh, you know who is probably the biggest offender of this rule.
Yes.
Who are we making this rule for?
Anyway, yeah, we shouldn't go into too much detail, but
yeah.
Not everything is perfect here in the pro circuit.
Yes. And
lots of things are good. Otherwise, we would have quit.
Even if we were in charge, things might not be perfect then either.
Yeah.
I can be the really...
There's a reason why we
person.
Are not in charge.
It's not just that we are not politically correct.
Anywho, we have League coming up.
Yes.
So League. Our next episode will happen after League sometime.
Roundup of how crappily or how miraculously awesome we did. We are both in... You're in better position than I am at the moment.
At the moment.
But I am also not too far away from actually being able to move up
yeah.
this session. I think you're currently within the border.
I am within the border.
I am one or two away from the border. I had one of those sessions last month, where, you know, just... I was not going to get to win. Like, it was just like, oh, Garth loses today. Just like, oh, huh. Like, it was one of those situations where I might have been able to lose less if I had just given up every single hand the whole day, but sometimes I felt like, oh, maybe I have a chance this hand. But I should never have ever thought that last league session.
I don't remember a lot of specifics, because it was already a month ago. But man, I just remember I had to fight for every single point. It was a really tough session, and somehow I ended up positive, but it was not an easy...
It was a tough slog for a plus, for plus like 5 or 10 points, right?
One easy day. I feel like I haven't had that in a long time.
I feel like that too, right? Like I guess it is a little bit lazy to be like, oh come on, can't it just be easy? Can't I just win easily sometimes?
Well, if that's what you want all the time, then it's lazy. But everybody is supposed to get an easy day once in a while. Mm. Like a couple of years ago, my first day at Women's League, man, I just won everything. Everything went my way. I had like 150 points in one day.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that's A rules. There's no Ippatsu or Uda. And then, like, man, okay, the next four sessions, I just have to not lose, and of course I lost. So the timing for that gray day was not great, but the first session is not a gray day to have that.
See, I had that last night for the premium time event in Sanma. I won, like, in the first hand of the first game, I won Sanbaimon. I go, oh, dude, great start. And then, sure enough, I managed to finish in last place that game. Just, you know, and speaking of Nagare, I was like, oh, shouldn't that be me having good luck? And then, like, no, very next hand I end up throwing...
It's just a fluke.
Yeah. Throwing to somebody's Hanemon, and then from there it's just, like, straight down into the pits of...
Yeah, I couldn't do anything on Ronron last night. It was just...
Yes, I think you and I finished right next to each other.
You had like plus 15 place. And I had plus minus 23. Practically zero for both of us.
Same crappy pros.
So we had like one great game and one crappy game, basically.
That's been our Mahjong of late. A lot of hard slogs for pretty mediocre... outcomes. So anyway, yes, hoping that this weekend things will turn around. I will be very strong coming off a night of yakiniku with Mommy's parents.
Nice.
Have to win after that. Right?
I think I'm going to go look at leaves on Saturday.
Leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy did that.
Fall leaves.
Yes, Mommy did that in Kyoto last week.
She went to Kyoto too?
She went to Kyoto for a wedding that we had also gone to. We had gone for the foreign version in Paris, and the Japanese version was in Kyoto last week.
Didn't she go somewhere else to look at leaves a couple weeks before that?
I don't...
She went somewhere that has, like, a special train and...
Oh, yes. That was with one of the clinics.
Oh, okay.
They had their clinic annual trip.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Weddings, yeah. I'm glad I got to escape from that wedding because... Man, weddings are expensive.
Yeah.
Although I did have to go to another wedding party on Friday night, but I only had to go to the second party, so that was only $100.
Yeah, Japanese weddings, man. Japanese weddings, generally you have to pay at least 30,000 yen.
Yeah,
US dollars.
If you're invited to the actual wedding ceremony, yeah, it's 30,000
yen. Usually girls get their hair done to go, even if they're just a guest. And generally they buy a new dress.
Yeah.
It is not a cheap endeavor.
Right? I think we may have a break on weddings for quite some time now.
Yeah, my big... Man. The year that you got married. So we probably haven't had a podcast much around since you got married.
Oh, yes.
We stopped doing a lot of recordings that year because there's just so much to do.
Right.
So we had Gemma's wedding, and the next year was your wedding, and then I had to go to Troy's wedding. They're all destination weddings. I am still broke from those, man.
Ouch.
That was a lot. Yeah. They were great trips, though.
I got a wedding ring again.
Oh, yeah, let me see. So Garth, when he was practicing for the Mahjong World Series, the World Series of Mahjong.
Stuff written inside of it. Yes, practicing for the World Series of Mahjong a couple years ago.
I'm too old to read writing this.
Within a month of having put on my wedding ring, it just came off in Akasaka somewhere. And I had been noticing, like, the week leading up to that, too. Like, as I'm playing Mahjong, it just became, like, it's just a new thing, so I'm just always playing with it. And I had noticed as I would be playing that I could really slip it on and off really easily. And a couple times I'd be washing my hands, and you shake your hands, and it would just fall off. And I was like, oh, my God, I need to go get this resized before I just lose it somewhere. And I just didn't get to it before it fell off somewhere between that Mahjong parlor and Izakaya that we were drinking at, where I then noticed it. I was like, oh, my God, no ring. And of course, Mommy's just like, you loser. Asshole. So yes, I did finally fix that situation. Now I look actually married.
Nice. So I actually got married this year.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. And we don't have rings yet. We haven't had a wedding. Nobody had to pay. Nobody had to pay to attend our celebration.
Force some people to go more into debt.
I should have just sent out invitations and be like, just send $50 and we won't have a celebration. If you don't send $50, we're going to have a huge party.
He needs to win a Mahjong tournament so that then we can pay for the stuff that we want to do for 1 year. Are you going to... So, stuff that's coming up besides League, are you going to try to play in the Duo Sen, which is Sai Koi Sen's big Mahjong? So one of the other leagues has their sort of annual big tournament. It's similar to JPML's OE Sen. The Duo Sen, the pro qualifier is December 17th and 20th, I think. One is on the 17th and one is on the 20th.
I don't think I'm... I guess I could maybe do the 20th. On the 17th, I go to a church once a year because my friend sings, so I go watch her sing.
Well, yeah, one is the Sunday, and then the other is
on
the
Sunday.
Wednesday. Yeah.
So
see, the 17th is Sunday. That's our dog's birthday, so I can't... obviously, I'm busy on that day. But yeah, I think I'm going to play on Wednesday. But one of the things that's a little
playing
bit...
playing Mahjong on my dog's birthday.
Yeah. one of the things that I find a little bit tedious about tournaments in Japan is they get spread out over so many days. And if you want to participate in them, it's a huge commitment to, you know, and without knowing, you know, probably you're not going to have to play that many days. Probably you're going to crap out in the first or maybe second day. But then, you know, you don't want to go... If you're going to spend the money to play the tournament, you don't want to get halfway into it and be winning and then be like, oh, I sort of made a mistake and made a plan on the day that they're having the semifinals.
I mean, if it's our own league's tournament, you still get Dani points. So that's something. But if you play in another league's tournament, you get nothing.
Right. So, yeah, it's
quite
a commitment.
High five a couple people.
Right. excuse me. I think... So yeah, the pro league or the pro qualifier is you can do one of 2 days at the end of December. Then like the first tournament day is on the coming of age day in Japan in January.
Uh-huh.
Then the second tournament day is at the end of January. Then the quarterfinals, I think, is the first weekend in February, and then the next weekend they have the actual finals. So if you even if you qualify for the main tournament, you've still got 4 days ahead of you.
Yeah, but I have nothing to do, so I could probably play. I have no plans and no social life. Like, seriously, I'm looking at this January, I'm like, alright, I got pro league.
Yes.
I have to play Mahjong Fight Club one day. That's it.
There is a
February,
lot of time.
I got nothing.
There is, and that's one of the things that I find a little bit like, we just have no Mahjong from February to, you know, from basically the beginning. Since we're not going to be qualified for anything after League, we will have no Mahjong from the beginning of January until the beginning of April.
Yeah, we have League. You know what, we should look into the pair match if they're doing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's look into that.
Yes. There are other tournaments besides just JPML.
Yeah.
So, yes, that is something I've been thinking. We need to branch out a little bit because the JPML stuff, I think, is a little bit too limited at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Paramatch right now. It's 2018.
I think Kyokai's tournament is also... Nihon Open is the big Kyokai tournament of the year, and I think that is actually also in that big off time for Renmei, sometime in February or March. So we could actually still manage to keep ourselves a little busy with Mahjong.
Yeah, if we wanted to.
Because I am actually going to quit playing at the Mahjong parlor that I work at the end of this year. Since I am just not making it work.
Yeah, it's that a place tough one
is
to make it work.
Tough
though.
Place to work.
I see no announcements about the Paramatch, but usually we have to sign up in December.
Very early, yeah.
Usually it's end of January and we have to sign up in December, so I will keep an eye out or maybe ask some of my friends
in
Psycho-E.
Which league is... Oh, that's Psycho-E-Sen?
Mm-hmm.
That's their tournament?
Yeah.
Is there a sizable prize for that, or is it mostly just for...
I don't know. Actually,
honor?
I don't see a past report for last year, so maybe...
It's just not happening anymore?
It's possible they're not doing it. I don't know.
They certainly lost their...
That was a fun one, though.
Yeah, it was a fun one. They lost their venue for it, since
yeah,
they were doing
true.
It at that place in Shinjuku.
That's true.
But yeah, so this what we've got coming up is mostly yeah, we've got stuff coming up. We don't have a lot of Mahjong history to talk about at the moment. We were talking about the WRC last week, but in the last couple weeks, it's mostly just been slogging through Mahjong at the Mahjong Parlor and on Ronron.
It looks like it's planned for January 14th.
Is the
I don't see any announcements for how to sign up.
Wow, the pair match is January 14th?
That's what it says. It's a yote.
Isn't
so
that the middle of the week?
No.
That is...
It's
oh, that's
a Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, we have league, so I guess that's not happening. Never mind.
Game over. We have league on the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's not the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I write the 7th?
Okay, I'm going to look at Renmei's website. This is great podcasting, by the way.
Yeah.
Great pod.
Because that would mean I really do have to... Then I would have to play Mahjong on Mommy's birthday, which is even more unacceptable than playing it on...
Wait, the 14th is her birthday?
Yes.
So we're not doing the pair match either one.
Oh, that's a good point, yes. Why I was more concerned about League than I was about the pair match, but yes. Pair match is an interesting tournament because you pair up, and both players
score. Oh, it's on the 7th,
you're
right. Yeah.
Both player scores are used to figure out who advances and who wins the whole thing.
But I could do it with somebody else. That's not you.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might have to do it for, you know, work.
Anyway, okay, so the 7th. So if there's a way to sign up, then we'll look into it.
Is the Paramatch, do you know if it's a one-day tournament, or is
just
it...
Just one day.
It's just one day.
It's just a fun tournament. It's not like a big title tournament. It's a fun tournament. It's mostly for fans. So there's a bunch of fans that play. And then there's, of course, a lot of pros from Psycho-E. And then they... I've played in it with you before.
Right.
And I played in it with Kaori Shimizu before. So it's just, you know, it's just fun. Everybody has fun.
How big
fun.
A tournament do you think it is? So that place had maybe 40 tables?
5, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, probably 40.
Each row and maybe 5 rows, yeah. So that would be 160 players just filling that place up. That's a pretty good-sized tournament, especially to be finishing in one day.
Yeah. But it's kind of like our real Taikai. We have a real
yes.
Taikai for all the Ronron fans. And I think it's kind of like that for
them. So they don't really have a final table sort of arrangement?
No,
okay.
No. It's just like 4 or 5 games, and you just the ranking
rank
scores.
Everybody.
Yeah, and they have like little fun prizes for Yakuman and stuff like that.
Very nice. Oh. Okay, that would be fun.
Oh, they announced it like 4 days ago.
Oh, okay, that would be fun to participate in. Yes, if anybody else happens to be in Japan, we could help you set help you sign up if you are
maybe
interested.
Maybe it was until the
sign up was until 4 days ago.
Yeah, looks like maybe we missed it.
They get that much interest.
There's no information on their website.
Wow. Huh. Well, I guess we will not be able to help you sign up. Unless it seems like it was just announced and we are making a mistake on reading that.
Nope, we won't be able to sign up.
Denied!
Man, we're only 4 days late. Actually, it said till like the 27th, so...
Huh.
We're just 3 days late.
Wonder if there's still somebody, like if there's still spots open to be... They can contact someone and... We'll have to...
I don't know, maybe we'll just have to do it next... Maybe we should just spend your wife's birthday with her.
Maybe we could get them to let us sign up for next year's right now. Alrighty then, well, I'm not sure... Yeah, I think we have covered all of our Mahjong topics for this week. We are looking forward to having some good results to bring back to you about our league play on Sunday. Today I'm going to the dojo. So, hopefully, I will have a fun story about the dojo.
Yeah, and tell them I want to play.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them we both actually want to play Sparta someday again in our lives. All right, thank you very much for listening. As always, if you have any questions, we would love to hear your questions. On you can post them on the website reachmahjong.com. And just to another plug again for the Masters of Mahjong movie. Their website is mahjongmovie.com, and you can also find them on Facebook. Like their page and check out their trailer on the website to see some pretty cool lead up to the World Reach Championship and eventually a pretty cool story about the people that played and won in Las Vegas. Okay, yes. Thanks again for listening and see you next week.
See ya.